show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Day progressed. We'll get into all of that. I promise you. We'll get into it. 615-844-5600. Twitter at Billis King. You can email the show BillisKing7@gmail.com. Guesting, a little more guesting again today. Ole Miss Evie, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie coming up. Top of hour two. Dave Biddle Bucknuts will join us. Bottom of that second hour. And Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, out in Las Vegas. That is hour number three. You realize with this conference-only model that Georgia and Alabama would open up. That'd be their opener in Tuscaloosa. Georgia's opener would be September 19th at Alabama. That'd be the first game. Now, again, they have not adopted that model yet, the SEC. Big Ten, you know this, but let's review. Announced on Thursday, they're going to a conference only model. Conference games only. No non-conference games. That means no Ohio State, Oregon, etc. Now, other leagues are expected to perhaps do the same thing. ACC, Pac-12. SEC apparently is pretty ticked off that this announcement came as early as it did, and feel like they've been backed into a corner. I would anticipate the SEC to succumb and take on the same model. Now, they may not announce it this week or in the next 7 days or whatever. They may or may not. I don't know what the timetable is there. Maybe there isn't one yet, but that would mean no Florida State. No South Carolina, Clemson. No Louisville, Kentucky. No Georgia, Georgia Tech. Those games where you can get in a bus and get there, but that would mean none of that this year if indeed they adopt that model. Don't know yet. Don't know. Now the theory behind this decision is, if you cut back on the games and get rid of non-conference games, it gives you schedule flexibility. You can move games around. Let's say you have a last minute, we can't go. We can't. Something happens. Maybe too many players have tested positive. Whatever it might be, you've got maneuverability with the openings on the schedule. You can move things around if need be. That's the thinking there. And again, we don't really know what we're about to get into here. We don't. We don't know how this is going to go. It's not trending all that well right now, is it? I mean, I hate to say that. Gosh, I hate to say that. But it's not pointing in the best direction as we speak. I hope that gets better. But yeah, that would be the opener. I haven't gone through everybody's schedule or anything like that, but that would be a very ironic opener if indeed that's what the SEC adopts. I think the SEC is the one that doesn't want to do this the most, but I think they feel like now that the momentum is in that direction, I think they do. They feel like they've got no choice. I hate that they feel that way, but they do. I think the ACC may announce as early as today. Same with the Pac-12. I don't know that the SEC will, but again, I would guess they would eventually succumb to the same business model, if you will, for the year. We'll see. Got a call I need to get to, and again, we've got a lot of news that's out there. Black, welcome in, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing today, sir?
Well, pretty good. I don't like the news, but pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm interested to see what the SEC does because, you know, Alabama would have to cancel their November games against Guadalajara A&M and Peru Orphanage College. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure that that would really affect them for their padded record. But it'll be interesting to see. But that Georgia-Alabama game one, nice. Nice, real nice. I'm telling you, man, I really, I always stay high on Bama, but I with Georgia, I just really feel we're going to have to pay for the way they've been recruiting eventually. Eventually. And they're doing everything not to win. I mean, if they don't want to win, but it's one of those deals where just nature just has to take its course. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, and but, Alabama Southern Cal be a no-go. I'm assuming that is a no-go because the Pac-12 absolutely will adopt this model. And I think eventually the SEC will too. But the Oregon, no Oregon Buckeyes. We know that for sure now.
Well, look, man, the Alabama USC game was going to be a bloodletting anyway, so we needed to save those hospital beds for the sick and needy, you know. So that was a good, that was a humane thing to do. But, hey, man, so I had been hearing that Big Ten schools are floating around the possibility of playing some home-and-home games with some interleague schools. Did you hear about that? Like maybe instead of just us playing Indiana once, we would play Indiana at home and away. Or possibly, I know they ain't going to do it, but Michigan. And, you know, that's what I really want. You know what I mean? I would love to get your homie, too. I would love to give him a 2XL this year, man.
Well, I've heard that. Now I don't know what they're going to do, but here's my question. And Dave Biddle from Bucknuts will be with us bottom of next hour. But if you're doing this, if you make this decision based on schedule flexibility, why would you be adding games?
Huh? Okay. I don't quite understand it, and my calculator doesn't kick in until I get at least one cup of coffee in me. We don't have to do that then, right? So we can get the 10 games. It's 14 games. We can still manage it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could, but again, the gaps in the schedule due to not playing non-conference games supposedly would help facilitate last-minute panic. You know, like it's okay. Friday and all these dudes just tested positive. We can't play. We can move it, though, to the schedule where Popcorn State was supposed to play.
Hey, man, they say that a couple of those breakouts, I think it was at Ohio State, was for players went going kicking it on for July 4th weekend, and then they had hooked up and all played Madden together or something like that in the room. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but yeah, it's just so hard to predict, man. But yeah, so we'll see. But I tell you what, I would love to play Michigan twice. Oh, that would be a dream come true to beat them twice in a year, man. But that's it, man. You be good, brother.
Okay, Black, be safe out there, Yep. Sir. And I'll ask Dave Biddle about it. I don't know if I've had the question. So, Bill, does that mean you can just pad up and add more league games? I don't know what would be the purpose of canceling non-conference and then adding games in those spaces. What's the point there? Why take away a game and then add a game? I thought taking away games gave you schedule flexibility. But see, if I'm a non-conference team that needs the revenue, I'm a G5 team. They're going to be, by the way, these teams that are losing these games, these money games, are going to be in huge financial trouble. So if I'm a G5 school and I've planned financially on the money from these games, I get one or two of them a year against the money teams. Not that I have any power or say-so. I'm still ticked off. Again, I can't do anything about it. But Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, the B1G decision makers are a bunch of bleeps. Says, I completely disagree with this decision. What the hell is a conference-only schedule going to solve? They're also talking about making the game against the team up north earlier this season. Johnny Vegas, hey, Bill, if it's conference only, are they going to play 8, 9, or 12 conference games? Again, I don't know, but what's the point of taking games away only to add games? Why are you taking – I thought the point of taking games away would be making it safer, supposedly. Not saying I agree, but making it safer. And, again, you have now gaps in the schedule where you can perhaps add if something last minute happens where it's a no-go. Meaning play the game that was scheduled but in a different slot than a different weekend. Roundman says, Bill, I want an angry Bill King this morning. Well, you know what? This is so not new news. It was, some of this was expected, that it's hard for me to get too fired up over it, because it's kind of the climate we've been in, right? It's not a new thought. This was trending. Tommy Dean Hart, you heard me talk about it yesterday. He was writing about it. Matt Hayes had been talking about it for days now. And the Big Ten was the first league to actually adopt this concept. Now don't give me the Ivy League crap. The Ivy League canceled everything. Ivy League's not a thing, okay? When it comes to what we talk about here on the show, the Ivy League is not an item. They're also talking in Texas, and it sounds like it might be trending, that maybe there's no high school football this year in Texas. Now think about high school football in general. There's good high school football in lots of towns, right, all over America. But there are certain states and cities that are better, right? And the state of Texas is one of them. Texas high school ball is awesome, right? It's one of them. And there's talk that maybe there isn't going to be any in the state of Texas. We haven't gotten that far here yet in Tennessee or anywhere else that I know of. But that would be very sad if we got to that point in the state of Texas. Here's another quote. I know we need to break. Big Ten and its thoughts on conference only. It's from Gene Smith, the AD at Ohio State. Big Ten's ability to use September for added flexibility to move games around was the biggest thing that prompted the move to a conference-only schedule, says Gene Smith. And that's my point. If you're taking away games for flexibility, why would you then turn around and add more games? Like, okay, now we could just pick up some league games that previously were not scheduled. What would be the point there? Now, again, I wouldn't mind if they did that, but it makes no sense, right? Makes no sense. Anyways, let's get the break here first up on this Friday and then reset when we come back. Ole Miss Evie, top of the hour. Hour number two. Also, Dave Biddle Bucknuts. Boy, those are two really good ones right there. Lot to talk about. And then Brad, BradPowerSports.com, every Friday, hour number three. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase already coming through Mount Julian right now out of Wilson County into Hermitage. Watch for a crash on Harding Place right at I-24. They're trying to move it to the side quickly up in Madison, finishing up that two-car collision, 300 block of Forest Park Road. Starting to build out of Dixon County on schedules. We watch it live here on 40 East up by 840. Hey, for that perfect getaway just outside of Gatlinburg, check out Cosby Creek Cabins. Log on to CosbyCreekCabins.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, 38 Construction is taking time to thank all the doctors, nurses, and first responders working to keep our families and communities safe. This message is from 38 Construction. For custom new construction, kitchen, basement, or bathroom remodels, roofing, siding, and more, turn your dreams into reality with 38 Construction. Call today at 615-879-1558. That's 615-879-1558. 38 Construction. They're people who care.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Before I get to Cole, here's a quick little story. from Texas high school football. Again, another crap sandwich served on a Friday morning. The superintendent of the Dallas Independent School District said Thursday on MSNBC that football, due to its status as a full contact sport, could make social distancing guidelines impossible. Quote, that's a true contact sport. I don't see how we can pull that off. There's been some discussion of moving it to the spring. We'll have to wait and see. I seriously doubt we can pull that off. Basically saying he doesn't think there's going to be high school football in Texas this fall. Now, again, I don't know if I don't know the structure in Texas. Every state is different. I don't know if this guy speaks for the real, true, all-encompassing decision makers or not. I don't know, but it certainly isn't positive right here. Yeah, certainly in positive. Cosby Cattleman.
Fire Fulmer. Hire Fauci for UTAD. Fauci's want, driving the train.
You want Fauci in?
Yeah, Fauci's driving the train. Hey, Bill, that's not where I was going. But
how about Fauci singing Rocky Top? What would that sound like?
Probably not good.
No.
Hey, Bill, we all know, I'm just kind of straight on that, but kind of crossed my mind listening to you there.
Yeah.
I got a little... I have no inside info on this, but I got a heads up for you.
Okay.
Don't be surprised if Fatma retires.
Wow. Just why? Due to just this mess?
Okay, we all know he loves dragging that big orange check. He's been dragging his whole life.
Right.
But now it's not sitting there and going to the skybox and backslapping boosters. Now everybody's mad and it's cutting sports and everything's hitting the fan, and why does he want to do it? Let Reed Sigmund do it, the real AD at UT. Fatmer's just a figurehead anyway. Bill, let's get her to get ugly, I'm afraid.
Certainly isn't trending well.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
Hey, Bill, let me ask you a big picture question here. We've been talking, football, college football's constantly changing. How long have we been talking about a super conference? The Power Five, 65 teams. We've been talking about that for, 10 years?
At least.
20?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like it's time for Rick Stockstill, unless he likes Nashville, to call his realtor, because it sounds like the party's over for the Little Five. They call them Group of Five. They're actually the Little Five. Are we going to see the thinning of the herd here? Is 130 D1 teams getting ready to turn into 65 D1 teams?
I don't know if it'll get that far, but it is a dangerous area we are approaching financially. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, let's stay positive here. I know it's tough, for going into the weekend, but let's assume we get a vaccine or whatever, and, the medical community bails us out on this, but doesn't sound like UTC is going to Auburn this year. So what happens to UTC football?
Oh, there's a bunch of those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I call you about this all the time. The rowing coach at Iowa State, who's paying her six-figure salary now? Title IX. Pogue, if he's up, he's crying right now. These feel-good people, they're crying. They're crying a river. We're not going to have a women's soccer team anymore.
We're approaching a dangerous area. I've said it for a long time.
Hey, Bill's a parent. We're all reacting to this. Sounds like breaking news, but what do you want to see happen as a parent? Do you want to see your boys go back to UT, or do you want to see them sit there and Zoom all fall? What do you want to see as a parent?
I don't really care. I've got one that just graduated. The other one's about to, and they're both very happy. And this last semester when they were home doing their schoolwork, they were just fine doing it. So whatever makes him happy. I'm not worried about their health, so whatever makes him happy.
Do you want a 80% break on tuition? Do you want to send whatever you're sending over to the Hill, you know, in-state's a lot better than, you know, private. Or, damn, think about those people over at Peabody. Are they zooming over at Peabody?
I can't tell you what every school's doing right now. Right now they plan on being back there, but I'm not worried about Tennessee tuition. So,
Bill, what's society going to do if Peabody can't create our future gym teachers?
Hadn't thought about that yet. There's bigger things to fry today on the show than that.
Yeah, those 60 Vanderbilt football players, what's society going to do if they're not our future PE teachers?
So Peabody only pumps out PE teachers is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it. Yeah, they pretend they do a lot more, but that's about all they really do, like everybody else. But, hey, Bill, last thing for it, I'll get out of your way.
Yes, sir.
Ty Simpson. I saw something about this earlier this morning. Is this dude going to commit to UT and help UT out, or is he going to want to be one of these prom queens? Miss America and have his butt kissed 30 times.
He is, for everybody, a big-name quarterback out of Jackson, Tennessee. He's a class of 22 player. So he's got his junior year and senior year.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, Skokane's in year 8 of Gitmo, and he needs a quarterback, and it sounds like the quarterback wants to be the prom queen.
Well, but that's not just him. Quarterbacks universally are like that in some cases. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, Bill, just tell Rick Stockstill, Pruitt might need an offensive coordinator. You might want to give him a call. See you.
Dangerous times. Yeah, Friday, welcome to your excrement sandwich breakfast we're getting here on the show. All right. Charlie says we've got some calls got to get to. There's a few things here on Twitter I've got to address, too, that are good questions or good posts that I do want to address. Anyways, we will reset after the bottom of the hour break. Ole Miss Evie, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie coming up about 30 minutes out. And then Dave Biddle about an hour out from Buck Nuts. That will be very good, both of those. And then Brad, hour number 3, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching it get busy here at time 65, making your way down through Madison. We're in pretty good shape as far as interstate accidents and delays out here, at least at the moment. Harding Place near I-24, we saw that crash in South Nashville a few minutes ago as traffic starts to increase now, coming up from Brentwood, Franklin on 65 through Williamson County. Psychic Nicole can guide you through life's journey. Have a question about your love life or the future? Just call Nicole at area code 615-618-3313. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31, 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball, so we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
All right, quick tweet, and then I'll get back to the calls. Charlie's got him lined up. Johnny Vegas, Bill, the SEC and ACC only play 8 games. Big 10, Big 12, and Pac-12 play 9, meaning league games. Sounds like somebody's going to have to add or subtract a game. Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, they may, but, I mean, that's always been the case. Why would this be different? SEC doesn't need to play an extra league game. Now, they may, again, they may decide to add one if they do go to this model. I'm not saying they won't, but there's always been schedule or league number inequality. There's never been league number equality, and there's no trend for it. SEC doesn't need to play more than 8 games to win a natty. They already know that. They don't have to play as many games as any other league. Now, again, let me repeat. They may add a game. Maybe they add a league game that is, at the moment, not scheduled. That may happen, but the inequality note is not new at all. Committee doesn't give a damn whether the SEC plays 8 or 9 games. Let me put it that way. Maybe they do add, but I just don't think it's not a fairness thing. It's been that way for a while now. Jeff in the Borough, I am told, is next in line. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill? I just want to say, Bill, are you wearing your mask in Wilco? Heard y'all had a mask mandate over. Y'all got to wear a mask when you go out in public. Are you?
Well, I mean, I'm the only person here, so I don't think I need it right now.
Oh, I don't when you go out. I'm talking about.
You know what? If I, what's the rule now? Is it a statewide deal or what's the rule?
No, it's county. Different counties have it, not a statewide thing.
Now, does Wilco have one or not?
That's what I understand. Wilco does.
Oh, it does. Okay. Well, if that's the rule, I'll wear it. Yeah, I won't.
Because I know in Knoxville, Bill, they passed over July 4th weekend. If you don't wear one in Knoxville, it's either or. It's a $50 fine. If you don't pay the fine or don't have the money, they throw you in the hoosegow, 30 days in jail.
Where now?
In Knoxville.
In Knoxville, if you don't have a mask, they throw you in jail.
If you don't pay, it's a fine of $50. If you don't have the money or don't pay it, then they'll put you in jail for 30 days.
How long do you have to pay it?
I don't know. I mean, I just know it's a fine. That's all I know. A $50 fine. I don't know, but so that's a fine, $50 if we're not wearing.
See, I actually like wearing the mask because when I'm out and I'm wearing it, nobody approaches me and asks me about you. So it's a good thing.
I don't worry about that. So, but Rutherford County doesn't have one because our leaders want to be Rutherford responsible. They know our leaders.
Is that the word, Rutherford responsible?
Responsible, yeah. Rutherford responsible. They want us to be responsible citizens. So they know we wear our masks, so we don't have to have a mandate. But no, Bill, I just want to say Bill, that I was going to let Cosby know about hoops. I heard this morning that Tennessee is going to open the basketball season this year with Wisconsin at Wisconsin. They're going to Wisconsin in November, the first game, whatever it is in November, whenever, if we have a basketball season. But and I saw, too, Bill, the thing about the SEC was reading yesterday is if they do it, that they want to play 10 conference games is what I heard.
It might be. I mean, you're down to 8, and you regularly play 12. So from that angle, I understand what Johnny Vegas is saying. But it's never been about fairness.
Oh no, because they've had a conference meeting before about adding a conference game,
right.
And the only coach that's for it is Saban. The rest of them told him to take a hike. Saban's the only one wants to play 9, and the rest of them told him no.
That's
they
true.
Never played nine.
Nick is all four more games. The rest of the coaches are not. That's true.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he wants to play nine. He don't want to play eight or nine conference games or whatever it may be. But and also, Bill, when Ole Miss Evie's on, I'm gonna be listening to ask her if she's gonna be in Murfreesboro in the middle of December. Kermit Davis is gonna bring his basketball team up here to play my alma mater, Middle Tennessee, in Murfreesboro. They got a 2-year contract. They're gonna play up here in Murfreesboro this year and play at Ole Miss next year.
I will ask her.
So ask her about that. But hang in there, Bill. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your brisket. See you.
See you. Al Equipa, Bob, welcome in.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good. You sound like you're in an echo chamber.
Well, I got my brand-new hearing aids, and I'm talking through those, so maybe that's
fine. Oh, okay. Fine. All right, no worries. Go ahead.
Is the sound quality bad? If it's too bad, I'll shut them off here.
Al Equipa, Bob, you're fine, man. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Bill, a couple things. First off, you know, I'm not surprised by this announcement, but I had heard from a pretty reliable source that there was a lot of behind-the-scenes effort to just shut the season down. So I'm still going to stand with that. But here's my question, Bill, and this is kind of interesting. If you eliminate conference games, you're probably going to have – you're going to play 70% of your football schedule. You probably, with the loss at the gate, going to bring in, what, about 60% of your revenue? And so that should hold these schools over, the P5 schools over, as far as the infrastructure related to their fall sports. I'm just wondering if they're going to play any fall sports at all, but you would bring enough revenue in possibly to maintain your non-revenue sports staffs, scholarships, that kind of thing. But, of course, you'd eliminate the training, the scholarship travel costs, that kind of thing. And I'm just wondering, what you think that's viable, that that's what they're trying to do here? They're trying to find a middle ground?
I mean, I would think that's part of the formula. I don't know if that's – I mean, I think they're just trying to get on the field and survive, literally and figuratively. And hopefully the revenue is good enough to do what you're explaining. But I think there's a lot of confusion right now and a lot of uncertainty. That's where we're at.
Well, I agree with that, Bill. And, you know, when I talked to my source, I was talking about this business of, you know, no sports if there's no students on campus. And I said to the guy, I said, well, what the heck does that matter? You know, what's the difference between a bunch of football players being isolated in their apartments or dorms and taking online classes versus being locked up at home? You know, and he came back and he says, well, they lose the socialization. I said, well, they're losing the socialization at home also. So, I think it's another big hypocrisy with this whole thing. From what I'm hearing, and I'm hearing it from pretty good sources, pretty reliable, I don't know that we're even going to see football this year. I think this is just an announcement. Let's get something out there. Let's get a plan. And let's wait and see how things look when we get there. So I might be wrong, you know, but I'm starting to swing the other way, Bill.
Bob, stay in touch, sir. Appreciate your call, man.
Take it easy, buddy.
Yep, have a good weekend. Al Equipa, Bob. Yeah, Friday, we're serving up lots of excrement sandwiches here on the show. The news is not trending. Jeff in Chicago. Bill, why does the SEC feel backed in a corner? If they are the leaders in college football that they think they are, then come up with a plan that suits them, their players, their schools, and staffs the most. Here would be my assumption. They did not want that out this quick, that information. I know that for sure. Now, again, Big Ten can announce what they want to announce anytime they choose. I understand that. But I think the SEC was holding out hope. And, again, you're right. Why not just, if you've got a different plan, just execute the plan? I think they feel... If everybody else, think about this. If you're Greg Sankey, you're sitting on your golden throne in the SEC offices in Hoover, Alabama. And all the other big leagues, Big Ten already has done it, probably the ACC, the Pac-12, etc. They're going to make a similar announcement. You could be the big bad dude on the block that you claim you are in football, which they are, and say, well, you do it. We're not doing that. We're playing all our games. What's your fear then? What's your fear? You play more games than everybody else. You schedule and you play out all your non-conference games, and you have a crazy breakout of the virus. Now, again, how and why and what, I don't know. But I'm just playing what if. Now you're sitting there alone in a big mess because you didn't take the proper precautions. And if you're the commissioner of the SEC, do you want that? Could it get to the point where that costs you your job? Insensitive commissioner, football only, don't give a damn about anything else. And now look at them. Got a big mess on their hands. I would assume that's the fear of standing alone. It's the what if. It's the CYA. Again, folks, this is all about CYA. Let's face it. So that's why I think the SEC feels placed in a corner, metaphorically speaking. Now, if you went ahead and played your game and you had no significant moments and everything played out normally, you'd look pretty good, right? There'd still be people blasting you for being so football-centric and not caring other than the almighty football dollar. I mean, you're going to catch that no matter what. Yeah, you're gonna catch that heat no matter what. Here's another tweet from a person called No Place Like. It's a good tweet, too. Says, Bill, the Big Ten will add one game more to balance out the home games. Currently, the West teams had only four home games, and the East had five. The schedules will be redone to move divisional play up earlier to ensure completing that portion of the schedule first. He also says, keep play within the conference also ensures uniformity of testing and handling positive tests and other protocols. Some non-conference opponents are not currently testing and not worth the risk. Player safety, medical uniformity, and schedule flexibility are reasons. More from No Place Like. Bill, I love college football and I love the Big Ten. I think they are absolutely doing the right thing for football, volleyball, and the other fall sports. Some payouts will likely remain to the non-conference teams, but not at 100%. Others will be rescheduled in later years. So there you go. Dave Biddle, we'll get into all that with him. And about, what are we, 45 minutes out on him from Buck Nuts, Dave Biddle. And Ole Miss Evie at the top of the hour. Bring her back. Always love having the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Universally loved Ole Miss Evie. And then Brad, hour number three. One more break here, hour number one. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As the police wrap up this non-injury crash here on Harding Place right at I-24. Now, it has picked up on 24 coming past Harding Place. You got all that traffic volume coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, headed towards Nashville. Traffic's also getting busy down the interstate here on I-40 westbound. Coming in through Mount Juliet, all that Wilson County traffic headed towards Hermitage. Hey, it's time to have some summertime fun for a change at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online, adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
New Jersey's Division of Gaming Enforcement stopped betting on Ukrainian table tennis due to match-fixing concerns, according to ESPN's David Burdum. The Big Ten says it'll play conference-only schedules in the fall of 2020 for all sports. That means no Big Ten football against non-conference opponents. The Athletic and the Stadium Network reporting the ACC and the Pac-12 will also move to conference-only schedules. Colin Morikawa, 7-under-65, the first round of the Workday Charity Open. His odds have shortened from 35-1 to 5-1. Tournament favorite Justin Thomas, 4-under. His odds are now 7-1. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Here an exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog, high 93. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, high 92. And Sunday, thunderstorms likely, high 90.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Rod in Texas, who's a Buckeye, says, Bill, I got breaking news. SEC cancels non-conference games, moves to 10 conference games. The Citadel, Georgia Southern, and Western Carolina join the SEC. That would be funny. The audience reaction to that would be funny. Big Josh. Bill, if you're going to play conference only, it's stupid not to schedule a 13-game round robin. It would be worth more to television. And if games get canceled, it allows you to get more games in. Well, I don't think, again, you're going to strip all non-conference games and then start adding more. Now, they may add one or so, or maybe in the SEC two to get to 10. But We'll see. I mean, right now, folks, the news coming at us isn't the best. And the pathway is a little bit unclear, right? How this is all going to look and work is very unclear. Johnny Vegas, Bill, no team that has played 9 conference games has won the championship of the playoff era. Sounds like an advantage to play 8. Yeah, but Johnny Vegas, that's not a new item. That's been the case. I mean, and the inequity argument has been out there. The one you're making is an argument that is, it's been out there. But the SEC doesn't have to play equal number of games. Neither does Clemson, for that matter, right? Because the committee is not holding them accountable for it. So, no, I mean, what you're saying is a common argument that is made and is I would say to many practical. But the SEC doesn't have to be equal in number of games. If look, Nick wants more games. All the other coaches don't. If and I agree with Nick on almost anything, but in this case I wouldn't, because I don't want another chance to lose a game. If I'm a school that can win a natty, let me put it that way. I guess it wouldn't matter if you're not, but if you're at one of the programs that's good enough to win the natty in the SEC, I don't want an additional game inside league play. Now, could someday maybe it get come to that? Maybe they add another one? I mean, anything could happen in the future. Sure. Absolutely. Josh says, Bill, every time Jeff of the Bro comes on the show, I reach for the devil's lettuce, and it's all your fault. And then there's a picture of the devil's lettuce. That picture ain't fake either, y'all. That ain't fake pencil sharpening shreds. No. It looks like the real thing. Not that I'm qualified to know. Gary Joe Collins, Bill, saw a proposed SEC conference-only schedule for my Wildcats. He's up in Kentucky. That put in Baby Kiff Week 1. And the Death Star on Halloween. Also have dates with the Gators and Georgia. Hashtag no cupcakes. Again, he said that was a proposed conference-only schedule. Would you have liked to have been in the SEC offices when Sankey got word that the Big Ten has officially announced conference-only? That'd been pretty good. That would have been to be the proverbial fly on the wall during all of that. So let's reset everything. Ole Miss Evie's coming up. The angelic tones, top of the hour. Dave Biddle, bottom of the hour from Bucknuts, and then Brad, hour number 3. Let's set it again. If you're just checking in, here's the news. Lots of it on Thursday. Big Ten announced the first major conference to announce that here's what we're doing. Conference-only games. Non-conference games will not be played. For example, the Oregon-Buckeye game will not be played. Now, could they meet up in the postseason? Oh, yeah, but we're talking about the schedule as it is right now. Will not be played. And other leagues supposedly, ACC, Pac-12, probably the most publicized as the ones that should and will quickly adopt a similar game plan, a similar playbook. Non-conference games eliminated for the 20 season. By the way, that includes the other fall sports, volleyball and whatever. That's not just football from what I understand. But again, football is is the topic. Always the dominating topic. SEC and Sankey basically said yesterday, we're taking our time. I'm paraphrasing. This is not an exact quote. We're taking our time. We're visiting with our medical experts, personnel, etc., and we'll make decisions as they are warranted. That's basically what came out of the SEC office. You can go read the exact statement, but it's in essence what I just explained to you. Bowlesby out of the Big 12 is not ready to make a move, basically, but... Yeah, that means, oh, Red River Rivalry is good. No, that's good. Alabama, Southern Cal, I would just plan on that not being played. I can't. Under these circumstances, in this environment, I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it. Oh, and all you folks, Bill, what about Notre Dame? I already addressed that. Everybody's coming out like that hadn't even come up. We spent minutes and minutes on it yesterday. The ACC is going to do everything they can to facilitate Notre Dame. You folks who think they're going to be left with nobody to play, oh, gosh. I have taught you folks better than this. All right, hour number two coming up.